These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending November 6th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Eric Johnson, a security researcher and student at Miami University, posted a series of tweets in September critical of Proctorio, software that is used to monitor students taking exams remotely. Proctorio's source code is easily downloadable and not copyright protected. He criticized how the code detected potential cheating, like switching networks, abnormal clicking, or eye movement. Three of his tweets included links to Pastebin postings of snippets of code used to illustrate his criticisms. Proctorio issued takedown notices to Twitter and Pastebin, which responded by removing the posts and tweets. The Electronic Frontier Foundation helped Johnson submit a counterclaim, arguing that the snippets of code were a fair use because they were used for commentary and criticism and did not undermine the marketplace for Proctorio's software. The EFF compared it to quoting a passage of a book in a book review. Twitter has since restored Johnson's tweets. Apple announced that developers will be required to provide new privacy details to users on the App Store starting December 8th. These so-called nutrition labels were first announced at this year's WWDC, requiring developers to identify all possible data collection and uses before you download an app. This will apply to all new app submissions as well as updates. Tuesday, about $1 billion worth of Bitcoin suddenly moved out of a wallet that had remained dormant since the seizure of the Silk Road marketplace in 2013. Thursday, the U.S. Department of Justice said it had seized 70,000 Bitcoins generated from the sales on Silk Web by someone referred to as Individual X. The seized Bitcoins are now subject to forfeiture procedure. Michigan voters approved Proposal 2 that amends the state constitution to require law enforcement officers to get a warrant before searching a suspect's electronic data. The amendment prohibits unreasonable search and seizure of electronic data and electronic communications. Michigan becomes the 13th U.S. state to include privacy protections in its constitution. Massachusetts voters passed Question 1, which prevents car manufacturers from locking up cloud-based advanced telematics data collected by driver assistance tools. When the revised law comes into effect in 2022, car owners will be able to authorize third-party repair shops to access their vehicle's remote diagnostics systems through an open data platform administered by a third party. iFixit founder Kyle Weens called it the most advanced right-to-repair law in the world, opening wireless automotive diagnostics and unleashing a world of possible apps. Google patched two zero-day vulnerabilities in Chrome. One was a remote code execution bug in Chrome's V8 JavaScript engine. The second was a heap-based buffer overflow in Chrome for Android that would let attackers escape the sandbox. Peer-to-peer offline messaging app Bridgify, which uses Bluetooth and Wi-Fi to directly route messages even when there's no internet service, has added end-to-end encryption using the Signal protocol. The app has been used to avoid censorship and outages in Hong Kong, the United States, Thailand, and Nigeria, and most recently for communication in earthquake-hit areas like Turkey and Greece. Finally, Google Project Zero discovered a high-severity flaw in GitHub's Actions workflow commands and reported it to GitHub on July 21st. GitHub issued an advisory October 1st and deprecated the vulnerable commands, but argued the vulnerability should be classed as moderate. Project Zero proactively offered GitHub a 14-day grace period on the 90-day disclosure, extending it to November 2nd. The day before the deadline, GitHub asked for a 48-hour extension to that to notify customers and fix a hard date in the future. Project Zero declined and disclosed the bug Monday. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.